guys. How are you? Welcome into the Monday morning edition of the Daily Juice podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Same handle inside the Discord channel, by the way. We are here on Betting Pros, bettingpros.com, wherever you get your podcasts, on YouTube now as well with video. I know a bunch of you guys are finding out about the podcast and the Discord channel, by the way, coming over from YouTube. So that's cool. So we're expanding the audience. We're bringing in new gamblers and new people and new fans and whatnot. So good stuff. Always love to watch the Daily Juice grow, and we are rapidly approaching our 300th episode. That will happen this week, number 300, which is really, really cool and really exciting. And, you know, I was pumped we got to 1 million listens. We're now over 1.5 million listens, and we're getting close to number 300, which is really cool. And we're averaging about 1,000 views a day on YouTube, so people are watching it as well as listening to it now. So it's all really cool. It's awesome. We're on Spotify and Apple, and we're always like a top 100 sports podcast every day on Apple, which is really, really cool. So fun stuff, good stuff, and it's always a lot of fun. So I asked this question yesterday on the Discord channel just to kind of get everyone's opinion, and I think you guys like the recap. Somebody wrote in the comment section, and I know I shouldn't be reading the comment section, but they're like, you take so long to get to the picks. Well, look, it's a 15-minute podcast, okay? I have to talk about something. I can't just come on here and go, here's pick A, here's pick B, here's pick C. Bye. Like, that's not what this is, okay? That's not this podcast by any means. We want to build a community. We want to talk. I like showing you guys, what's going on with me. And I love hearing what's going on with you guys. And I think that's part of the fun and part of the community, that it's more than just the picks, right? It's more than just, well, what are you betting today, Matt? Like, okay, yeah, I get it. That's the point of the podcast, but I want to do a bit more than that. I want to be a little more deeper than that, than just the picks. But at the time of taping right now, D'Angelo Russell's got 3 assists. We need 4. So we're waiting to see if he gets to number 4. If he does, it's pretty much a flat day for us. We go 2-0 on the player props, which would be nice if we got that. We got NASCAR wrong, unfortunately, so that Kyle Larson bet did not come in. We did not do great in golf last week, not great in NASCAR next last week. We got 1-1 with hockey, right, where we went? With hockey last night, with yesterday. So, you know, overall we start the week off, you know, pretty much flat, but that's not horrible. So what really worked out well for me is that the 5-day experiment of betting money line dogs, I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to hold off for a bit, but I did it for 5 days. I bet $10 on every money line dog. Did not bet when it was like -105 on both sides. I didn't bet that game. I just bet dogs, even money or better. And I wound up 33-29, and I wound up $131, I believe the number was. $10 bets. It's not bad, right? So that kind of made the bankroll look a little nice. That was fun. Little unexpected value there. A little extra juice in the old Peralta bankroll. So that was fun. I'll pause it. I may go back to it again, but that's something to watch here in the month of April. You know, just money line dogs, just straight. You know, yesterday they went 8-6. And a couple of them were +200 or better that cashed yesterday. So just go ahead and bet them blindly. Don't worry about the starting pitchers or whatever. Just bet them blindly. They've been pretty profitable over the last couple of weeks. And I think the number now, I think favorites are like one game over 500 so far this year in Major League Baseball. One game over 500. That's unbelievable. So just because, you know, no fans or whatever you want to do, whatever the reason why. It's the month of April. The books will adjust to this. They will figure this out. That's what they do. But that is pretty significant that we're only sitting here with, you know, one game over 500 for the books when it comes to money line wagering in Major League Baseball. So today on the podcast, we've got the Discord bet of the week. We've got 2 hockey plays and 2 baseball plays to get to you guys. So let's start with the Discord play of the week. And you guys are going to the Phoenix Suns, who are catching 3 points from the Milwaukee Bucks. So what you guys are doing is you are going to the number one team against the spread so far this year in the NBA. 35-21, the Phoenix Suns. The Milwaukee Bucks are 25-31. Over the last 10 games, however, this is where it's getting a little dicey here. The Bucks have caught up to Phoenix. They're 4-6 against the spread over the last 10. Milwaukee is 5-5. But on the road, the Phoenix Suns are 15-9 against the number. Milwaukee's only 12-17 at home, And well, over the last two games, we have not seen a cover for the Phoenix Suns, but also last game out against Memphis for the Milwaukee Bucks, they didn't cover either. So they lost by 13 points as 8.5 point favorites at home. Lost by 13 in that game. Previous three, though, they did cover against Atlanta, Minnesota, and Orlando, all on the road. They covered by 28, 15, and 7 points, and that line in Minnesota was 10, and they won by 25. The Orlando line was 9, they won by 37. So they started to play a little better on the road, came home and lost outright to Memphis. But you guys like the Suns at +3 as the Discord bet of the week. This was voted on by you guys, the listeners of the Daily Juice on the Discord channel, which the link is right below me here on YouTube. If you're listening, not on video, but go to our YouTube channel, Betting Pros, subscribe to it and click the Discord channel. I think I give that every day. I don't know how many consecutive days I've said that, how to get on the Discord channel, but it's got to be somewhere around 40, maybe 50 consecutive days. Somebody has asked me, how do I get into the Discord channel? And every day in the podcast, I say, go to our YouTube channel, search for Betting Pros, click on the Daily Juice, click on the link that's below me right here on YouTube to get in. So that's your bet. All right. I've got four of my own, but that's your bet. I might, okay, because I don't like leaving half units hanging, like you guys know, I might add a first five for the Padres and the Brewers, first five under. Can't bet that till the day of the game. But that's Woodruff versus Joe Musgrove. And my guess is the number is going to be like 3.5. So first five under in that game, I might be adding that. Me personally, maybe for the pod, I'm not sure. But that will how I'll match up the other half a unit with the Suns +3 being the first bet for Discord. A bet that was nominated for the Discord bet of the week that did not get picked was the Vegas Golden Knights. On the road here, Vegas, let me pull this up here real quick. So Vegas on the road again against the San Jose Sharks, and I closed that out. Sorry, I had that up. Let me pull that up again. So Vegas has been very good against, well, really everybody right now. Vegas is hot. They're beating up on literally everybody they're playing. Vegas up against the Coyotes. The trends here for Vegas in this matchup against San Jose, Vegas is 30-11-2 overall. San Jose is 18-22-2-2, 24-20 against the spread. Vegas is 19-24 on the puck line. But here's the big difference to me. The Sharks are 0-5 in their last five games overall. The Sharks are not good against really anybody, but they're just not good against Vegas. So it's just a bad matchup for them. Against the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas wins 5-2 against Anaheim, 4-0 against Anaheim, 6-2 against the Kings, and 4-2 against the Kings. They've covered the puck line for four straight games. And this is a bad San Jose team, and Pete DeBoer is the head coach, former head coach of the San Jose Sharks. Whenever they go and play there, it's just, you know, Vegas is 5-0 in the last five games on Monday. Vegas is 4-1-1, lacks six games playing on 0 days rest, which is where they played yesterday. They won against San Jose back where the Sharks, you know, they haven't played well. They lost 5-2, 3-2, 4-1, 4-0, 4-2. They beat, last one was on April the 9th. Just not a good team. Not a good team at all. I'm not going to overthink this too much. I got +115 Vegas Golden Knights puck line up against the San Jose Sharks. This was another bet you guys had nominated. I was making the play anyway on the Discord channel. We're going plus Vegas +115 on the puck line for play number two. And play number three, we're going to the Wild and the Coyotes here. So the total, the over is 7-1 in the last eight games for the Wild as a road favorite. The over is 5-2 in the Wild's last seven games overall. For Arizona, the over is 6-1 in their last seven games as a home underdog. And the over is 5-2 in the last seven following a win. The over in this matchup is 4-0 in the last four meetings in Arizona. And the home team happens to be 5-0 in the last four games. But if you look at the goal scoring here, the total is 5.5. Even money to the over. It's juice to the under. The Wild 10-9-3 on the road. The Coyotes are 11-8-3 on the road. So far, the games between these two teams, six games so far, 5-1, 5-2, 4-0, 4-1, 3-0, 5-2. The Wild have scored 5-2, 4-4, 3, and 5. Okay. They're going to get three. The question is, how many goals will Arizona get? Can they give me three or four? And I think that they can. I think they can give me three. I think there's a real good chance we go to a 4-2 win or a 4-3 win here. Coyotes haven't been that offensive against the Wild. I'll give you that. Two goals, 0-1, 0-2, and 1. All right, that's a little bit troublesome. However, the Coyotes have been scoring as of late. 3-2, 5-2, 4-2, 1-0, 7-4 in their last five. For the Coyotes, they've scored 3-2, 2, 0, and 4 over their last five. So I need them to score here at home. Give me two goals. The Wild, hopefully, will come up here. They've won four games in a row, or three games in a row. 5-2, 3-2, 5-2. Last time these two teams played was a 5-2 win. Let's get a 5-2 win again here for the Wild against the Arizona Coyotes. And let's go over 5.5 for even money for today. All right, so two plays in hockey. Vegas Golden Knights, puck line. Minnesota Wild over 5.5 against Arizona, even money. Two baseball plays for you. All right. Let's talk about the Philadelphia Phillies. So I was kicking around here looking at some numbers, and it's interesting. When you look at the Phillies and where they are up against the San Francisco Giants here. So this is a minus 110 game on the money line either side. The numbers for Philly at home are stark. Opposing earned run average. So on the road, the opposing teams on the road normally San Francisco 2.88, but when you go to Philadelphia and you go to the launching pad at the bank, the ERA is 4.52 for opposing teams earned run average when they're playing on the road. That is a pretty bad number right there. At home, The Phillies will see a Giants team or a Phillies team that has been outstanding at home. 7-2 at home for Philadelphia this season. Money line. 1-5 on the road. Okay? 1-5 on the road. When it comes to being at home, they won 2-0. The Phillies won 2-0 yesterday. They lost 9-4 the day before, and they won 9-2, taking 2 of 3 against the Cardinals in this last series. Losing 2 of 3, the Giants did on the road. I'm not so worried about the starting pitching here for either team. It's one of the better pitchers for the Giants, the fifth starter for the Philadelphia Phillies. But I think this has more to do just with the offense at home and how much better the Phillies are at home than they are on the road. And they just swing a hot bat when they're at home. And on the road, San Fran's 4-5. So you got a 7-2 Phillies team at home. Opposing pitchers are having a tough time getting outs when they're on the road in this ballpark. And you see more home runs. You just see more batting. You see the offense come to life for the Phillies. I'm going Phillies money line minus 110 up against the San Francisco Giants. So Phillies to win. And then I'm going to kind of do a layup bet here a little bit with the Dodgers up against Seattle. So the run line, I got to lay minus 108 on this. I hate this, but it's Dustin May on the mound. The LA Dodgers are 11-5 on the run line this year. That is stupid. They're 11-5 on the run line. I mean, I don't even know what to make of that, okay? The Seattle Mariners are on a crazy run right now. They have done a pretty good job on the run line, getting +1.5 runs. They actually have covered 9 straight of these. Now, it's because they've been winning baseball games, okay? But they lost to Houston by 1, they lost to Baltimore by 1, and the rest of the games they've won. Seattle hasn't been that bad. They're 12-4 to the run line, either positive or negative here, +/-1.5 runs. But for the Dodgers, my gosh, they had a stretch of 7 consecutive games on the run line snapped yesterday when they lost to the Padres by 3-5-2. I'm thinking they're getting right back on the horse here offensively. I don't think Seattle's that good. You're up against a really tough team, a tough pitcher in May. Dodgers at Seattle. I'm going to lay the run line here at minus 108 with the Dodgers to win by more than one run and to beat up on this Seattle team on the road. I think they're probably a little angry after losing to the Padres yesterday. Dodgers come out swinging hot bats and they put up a big number here and blow out the Seattle Mariners. We're going to lay the 1.5 on the run line for the Dodgers here. Okay, so let's recap. A little busy day, okay? Discord play, Suns +3. That's your bet. I made it, but it's your bet. My four plays are Vegas Golden Knights at plus 115, Minnesota Wild over 5.5 goals, even money, Phillies on the money line, minus 110, Dodgers on the run line at minus 108 for a Monday. In the Discord channel, you can find me where I will lay player props. Once again, we went hopefully 2-0. I'll check this when we're done. Hopefully 2-0 on player props. Yes, there will be NBA player props. That probably will be the other half a unit. Like I said, I might be eyeballing that first five under for the Brewers and the Padres, but probably would just be the NBA player props. So check the Discord. I'll add everyone and tell everyone where that other half a unit is going, but most likely it's going to be on the player props for the NBA, which have been very, very successful and profitable for us here on the Daily Juice podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice brought to you by BetMGM right here on bettingpros.com.